More than 550 military personnel from around the country are gathered at the port of Anchorage this week for an Alaska Shield exercise meant to test the readiness of the military to provide emergency support to areas impacted by natural or human-caused disasters. APRN intern Jolene Almendarez has the story.
The Joint Logistics Over the Shore, or JLOTS training, used sources from the Army, Navy, and Coast Guard to simulate the circumstances that would be present if the port of Anchorage were inoperable. The annual training, which took place in South Korea last year, is happening in Anchorage as part of a commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the 1964 Great Alaska Earthquake. Mayor Dan Sullivan says the collaboration between Alaska Shield and JLOTS ensures that Alaska will be ready if disaster strikes again.
Over 90% of all the consumer goods come through the port of Anchorage, and of course we're a strategic military port, one of 19 in the nation.
The Army's largest vessel, the Staff Sergeant Robert T. Kuruta, sailed in from Hawaii for the training. Army Major Teresa Armstrong explains how shipping containers of food, medical supplies, and other necessary items would be unloaded from boats to the shore.
We have what's called a large, medium roll-on, roll-off vehicle, so we don't even have to come to port. We have a floating pier that comes up alongside of it, or this vessel itself, whether the crane is on the port or whether it's out being anchored offshore. That it can lift up those containers and put them on a rolling pier, and that rolling pier can come up. So it can come up right directly onto shore. We don't have to have any pier or any equipment otherwise. We can do it all self-sustaining.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Carl Linderman says another element of the training involves the organization of materials on the vessels. During a disaster, local and state officials would request items needed most, and the military would be responsible for ensuring they're organized enough to get those materials to shore quickly.
Think of it like ordering something on Amazon. You want to track your package, that's our operation with these containers. So we're able to figure out what's on the ship, what we want to bring ashore. Once it's ashore, if you look over at the base of the hill there, we're staging the containers over there by commodity.
While the training focused on the port, other training exercises that take place throughout the year ensure the military is also prepared to help distribute aid throughout the state. Troops will continue with the training through April 5th. Linderman says the simulation will wrap up when JLOTS and Alaska Shield participants can ensure they would be able to restore basic port capabilities. In Anchorage, I'm Jolene Almendarez.